Blog Talk Radio.
Glory to God. My Lord, my God, we just want to say thank you. for this day. This is the day that you have made, oh God. You have given us this day, and we just want to say thank you. As many are celebrating Thanksgiving, oh God, we just want to say thank you, because you are the giver, oh God, that we can give thanks to. Hallelujah. It is you that has given us life, oh God. It is you that put your spirit in us, oh God, that breathed life into this body. We just want to say thank you, oh God. Thank you once again for new mercy and grace. Hallelujah. Glory to your name, God. We bless your holy name. We come to give you thanks. I was so glad when they said to me, let us go into the house of the Lord. Let us heal in the house of the Lord. There's deliverance, there's peace, there's joy. Hallelujah. There's happiness. Hallelujah. In the name of Jesus Christ, let us go into the house of the Lord. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Oh, bless the Lord with me. Hallelujah. Oh, bless the Lord with me today. Stand to your feet. Clap your hands. Stomp your feet and just thank God. For Jesus, my Lord, my God. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Oh, bless the Lord at all times. His praise shall continue to be in my mouth. Hallelujah. My soul shall make its boast in the Lord. The humble shall hear of it and be glad. Oh, magnify the Lord with me. And let us exalt his name together. Glory, hallelujah to your name, God. The Most High God, Almighty God, All Sovereign God, All Knowing, All Seeing God. Hallelujah. I sought the Lord and he heard. Hallelujah. He heard my cry and he delivered me from all my fears. Hallelujah. Oh, taste and see that the Lord is good. Blessed is the man who trusts in him. Glory to God. Thank you, Jesus. I'm going with Jesus. Welcome, 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 everybody, to the shout. I'm your host, Prophetess Keisha Jill Manning. Happy Thanksgiving to everybody that is here on the line today. You could be somewhere else, but you decided to be here with us today on the shout. Welcome, welcome, welcome. God bless you, Sister Connie. God bless you, Cousin Brenda Gale and Dorita. God bless you. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Open up your mouth and shout. Glory. Hallelujah. If it had not been for the Lord on our side, where would we be today? Hallelujah. Many had counted this day to be here. Many had made groceries and marked the calendar what they were going to do today. Hallelujah. But they're not here. But God counted us worthy. He counted you worthy. He counted me worthy. He counted your children worthy to be here another day on this day in the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. Let us not forget what every day is. So every day is a day to give thanks unto the Lord, for he has given us this day. Hallelujah. We were made to worship him. Hallelujah. My Lord, my God, blessed be the name of the Lord our God. Welcome everybody to the shout. Oh, my Lord, I'm excited. My voice is a little bit cracking on today, but I'm still going to give God all praise, glory, and honor, because when I look back over my life and see what God has done for me and what God has brought me from and what God has brought me through, and knowing that I didn't do it myself, all I can do is shout glory. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. There's a fire, hallelujah, burning up within inside of me. Huh? I'm so filled. I'm so filled. Every day I wake up full. I go to bed full of the word of God. My Lord, my God, because I decided what I'm going to put in me. Hallelujah. So you got to make that decision, what you're going to go to bed with and what you're going to wake up with. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Welcome, everybody. Welcome, Sister Connie. Welcome. God bless you.
Hello.
Hey, Sister Connie, happy belated birthday to you.
Thank you.
Go ahead, Miss Connie. Go ahead and open up your mouth and shout today. Welcome. God bless you.
Yes,
give God all praise, glory, and honor. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. I have a lot to shout about. I made 70.
Yes.
There's a lot of people don't make it to 70. I feel
good.
Yes. I called my doctor again, and I thanked her for
Jesus.
She was the vessel that God gave, used her to help
me.
And
amen.
I've been in the kitchen for 2 days. I have not been in my kitchen in over 6 months.
Jesus.
I cook. I've been in there cooking, making pot, making stuff that I don't even need to be making because ain't nobody but me and my one dresser. I was just so happy to be able to just be in there.
Being able.
Yes, I can shout, dance. I mean, I can dance.
dance, cook, shake, bake. Amen.
Yes.
Glory to God. You know, it's just when you trust God to do it. You know, and you got to admit, when you got in that place of just believing God and staying there, that's when God began to work. And sometimes we have to encourage each other. Sometimes we got to encourage ourselves to stay in that place of trusting and believing God to do it for us, and not getting out of that place of trusting God to do it. Because when we get in that place of believing and trusting God, nothing or nobody can come, hallelujah, and make you waver. See, the Bible says you're either going to be hot or you're going to be cold, but you can't be lukewarm, hallelujah. So when you get hot for the Lord, watch him work, hallelujah. Watch him cook up some things in your life, hallelujah. Glory to God. Happy 70th birthday to you. Amen.
You.
I have yet to get to that milestone in my life, and it's kind of, you look good. Matter of fact, you look great, hallelujah. And I thank God for you, because you've been a big support system in my life for so many years. And I just thank God for you. God bless you. I gotta sing happy birthday to her, everybody. We come to give God praise and honor and glory, and just seeing the work of God in his children. And I just thank God for what he's done in your life. And I am trusting God to do even more. If you remember, the prophecy came forth. God is going to do it. He's still working miracles right now today in the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. Understand, I say that God is still working miracles, but in the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. Not any other name is he going to work a miracle in our life. Only in the name of Jesus Christ. So the believer, you have to believe so these miracles can work in the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. So I just want to say happy birthday to you. And we're going to continue to give God shout out praise. I got so much I want to share today. So much I want to pray about, pray for everyone that's here today. Amen. Glory to God. My Lord, I just want to say thank you. Happy birthday. Let me see if I can put out my birthday singing voice. Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday, dear Miss Tiny. Hallelujah. Happy birthday to you. Hallelujah. Glory to God. It is my prayer that God will bless you with many great more years on your life. Added years, good, great years. Hallelujah. That you will walk, stay, you will walk standing straight. Hallelujah. With a great posture all the days of your life. You will never limp over. Hallelujah. That God will order every last one of your steps will be blessed by the Lord our God Most High. In the name of Jesus Christ, that your finances will be blessed. Your health will be blessed. Your children will be blessed. Your home will be blessed. In the name of Jesus Christ, all that you do, all that you put your hands to do will be blessed in the name of Jesus Christ. And that God will send your help. Hallelujah. My Lord, my God. We just want to say thank you, Lord God, for your daughter, your vessel. Hallelujah. Sister Connie Northern on today. Hallelujah. Glory to God. In Jesus' name. Amen. 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 Open up your mouth, sister, cousin, Brenda Gale. Give God our praise, glory, and honor. Shout. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah, hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus.
Jesus.
Thank you, Lord God. I'm going to
yes,
dance, dance, and shout, shout,
dance.
Shout. I don't know what today. Praising him.
Yes, Lord.
God for all his blessings. All his
yes,
God. All his mercy. Oh, I bless
Jesus.
You, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. God bless you, kind.
Yes, Lord. God bless you. We love you. See, let me know, we don't want to get out of forgetting what the day, each and every day that we have. Sometimes we get so caught up in the holiday. We get so caught up in that, and we forget what the day is all about. Each and every day is a day to give thanks to our Heavenly Father. Each and every day is a day of thanksgiving because you wake up, hallelujah, and I like how my anus said, clothed in my right mind, hallelujah, it's a reason to give thanks, hallelujah, each and every day of our life. You know, those the nation has put aside a day for us to come together as a family, a set time to do that. But every day is a day of thanksgiving when you serve a God like we serve. Hallelujah. And so when we serve a God like we serve, an almighty God, hallelujah, God of all grace, God of all hope, God of all peace, God of our life, God of truth, God the judge of all. When we serve a God like this, hallelujah, Jehovah Jireh, our provider. When we serve a God like this, Jehovah Rapha, hallelujah, the Lord our healer. When we serve a God like Jehovah Shalom, the God of our peace. When we serve a God like Jehovah Sabaoth, the Lord of hosts, hallelujah. When we serve a God like Jehovah Mekadishkim, Jehovah Tinkadu, the Lord our sanctifier, the Lord who makes us righteous. When we serve a God like that, every day is a day of thanksgiving. Hallelujah. Because you know all that you need is in Christ. All that you want is in Christ. Hallelujah. So every day is a thanksgiving. Hallelujah. And we don't want to get away from that. Hallelujah. Even when this holiday of Christmas is coming, understanding what these holidays are for and understanding what, not so much what they're for, but what are you doing and what are you celebrating in these days that have been set up by the nation for us to observe, but understanding each and every day we come to give God thanks, praise, and glory, making sure you set time aside for God all the days of your life, hallelujah, 10% of your days, 2 hours and 40 minutes of your time to praise, worship the Most High God, giving him all praise and glory because he gives you the day. You don't make time, you take time. So God gives you the time and you take the time that God gives you, hallelujah, and you use it accordingly, hallelujah. Don't forget about the one who makes the time, hallelujah. A lot of times we forget about the one who makes the time. We don't even got time for the one who makes the time. We so busy worried about the time instead of the time maker, hallelujah. Glory to God. Welcome, Sister Doretha Jones. Open up your mouth and shout, give God praise and glory, hallelujah. Glory to God. Shout.
I thank the Lord for letting me see another Thanksgiving, but every day is Thanksgiving.
Yes.
And I want to thank him for taking care of my family.
Yes,
I got my line today and Penny. So
Jesus.
Yes, and I thank the Lord and letting me see many, many more.
Amen. Amen. Glory to God. We thank God for you. Hallelujah. Glory to the Most High God. This kind is back on the line. God bless you all. Sister Penny, welcome. Welcome to this chat. I'm so happy you all. That was my prayer that you and A. Ruth and A would be on the shout. I've been praying for you. So it is good to know that you are on the line today. Open up your mouth and give God all praise, glory, and honor. Shout. Hallelujah.
Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah.
Yes,
you've been so good. Lord, for
Jesus.
Thank you, Lord, for life itself.
Yes, God. Yes, Lord.
Thank
Jesus.
You, Lord.
Thank you, Lord. Glory to God. We thank you, Lord God. Bless your holy name. Hallelujah. Auntie Ruth today, it is so good to know that you are with us here today. This is a day of thanksgiving, and I thank God for you. Hallelujah. Being on the show today, the shout, giving God all praise, glory, and honor. Go ahead and open up your mouth and just thank God. Hallelujah. Glory to God.
Thank you, Lord. In Jesus'
yes.
name.
Jesus. Praise. Amen. Yes, Lord. Yes, Lord. Hallelujah. 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 Yes. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Oh, Father God, ain't nobody like you, Father God. Lord, we just want to say thank you. We can't thank you enough, but yet still we thank you, Father God. We thank you for the lying down last night and the raising up this morning. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. Oh, Father God, we thank you, Lord God, what you're about to do even on this line today. We thank you that healing is taking place right now by our faith that we are healed, that we are delivered, that we are set free in the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. Oh, Lord, we can't thank you enough, but yet still we thank you. Hallelujah. We come against every hindering spirit right now that's trying to hinder us from receiving all that you have us to receive. And we command you to cease your works and come out in the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. My Lord, my God, we come against every spirit of worry, doubt, and disbelief right now. And we command you to cease your works and come out in the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. We come against every spirit of impatience, indifference, intimidation, every spirit of self-righteousness, self-condemnation right now. We come against every spirit of pride and fear. And we command you to cease your works and come out in the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. We come against every spirit of intolerance right now, and we command you to cease your words and come out in the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. We come against every spirit of oppression, depression, frustration right now, manipulation. We command you to come out, cease your words and come out in the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. We come against every spirit of abuse and accusation, the accuser of the brethren. We command you to cease your words and come out in the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. We come against every spirit of hurt, pain, and discomfort, and we command you to cease your words and come out in the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. We come against every spirit, every fighting spirit, every fatigue spirit, every forgetful spirit, and we command you to cease your words and come out in the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. We come against every spirit of gossip, greed, guilt, hate, and haughtiness. We command you to cease your words and come out in the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. Father God, we thank you for your presence right now. For the Bible tells us that when there are two or more gathered in your name, that you are in the midst. So we just want to say thank you for being in the midst right now. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ. Oh, Lord, we thank you for the God that you've heard our prayers and you answered our prayers in the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. We thank you for the God that every need is met. Hallelujah. For you are our Jehovah Jireh, our provider. We just want to say thank you. Oh, Father God, for this day that they have set aside for Thanksgiving, Lord, we come to give you, hallelujah, all praise, all honor, and all glory. We come to thank you, Father God, for giving us all that you have. We thank you, Lord God, our anchor, our angel of his presence. We thank you right now, author of our faith. We thank you right now, Balm of Gilead. We thank you right now, Balm for the nation. We thank you right now, blessed and the only potent one. We thank you right now, bright and morning star. We thank you right now, captain of our salvation. We thank you right now, captain of the host of the Lord. We thank you right now, chief cornerstone, chief shepherd, Christ, the power of God, consuming fire. We thank you, cover from the tempest. We thank you, deliverer. We thank you, Emmanuel, God is with us. We thank you, faithful and true. We thank you, Father of mercies. We thank you, flame. We thank you, Father of living waters. We thank you, friend who sticks closer than a brother. We thank you, glorious Lord. We thank you, God of all comfort. We thank you, God of all grace. We thank you, God of all hope. We thank you, God of peace. We thank you, hallelujah. We can't thank you enough with this too. We thank you, Jesus Christ, the righteous. We thank you. Hallelujah thank to your you, name, God. Lord of Lords and King of Kings, we thank you. Alpha and Omega, we thank you. Glory to God. We can't thank you enough, and yet and still we thank you. Lord, we come asking for more of you and less of ourselves. Lord, give us you. Everything else can wait, oh God. Lord, if you don't do nothing else, you've already done enough. And we just want to say thank you. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Lord, we can't thank you enough. Even if you had 1,000 tons of peace, we still couldn't thank you enough. But yet still we thank you. We thank you for the promises of God. Lord, we thank you for the blood that was shed on Calvary. Hallelujah. The blood that reaches us. The blood that flows to the highest of mountains. And oh, Lord, and it flows to the Lord. Of violence. And Lord, we just want to say thank you that no matter where we are in our life, hallelujah, that your blood reaches us, hallelujah, it cleanses us, hallelujah, it sanctifies us, it justifies us, it redeems us, hallelujah, it makes all things new, it heals our body, hallelujah, hallelujah to your name, God. We just want to say thank you. Oh, what a beautiful day it is. Oh, no, but this is the day that you created, not man, not woman. Nobody helped you make this day, oh God. And we just want to say thank you. Hallelujah, hallelujah. Oh, God, it's all about you. It's not about us. We just want to say thank you. We love you. It's in Jesus Christ's mighty name that we pray. To God be the glory that we pray. Hallelujah. Amen, amen, amen. If you're just now tuning in here to the top, we're giving God our praise, glory, and it's what we come to do. We come to touch and agree, hallelujah, breaking chains, breaking strongholds, hallelujah, breaking the doors of the prison, breaking shackles and destroying shackles, hallelujah, in the name of Jesus Christ. My Lord, Lord, my God, we thank you. My God, I'm so excited, you all. Hallelujah. A lot of people are excited about the food and getting dressed. I'm excited about the things of God, and I'm going to stay in position. See, a lot of times we don't know how to stay in position, but if we can just stay in position and trust God in the position, God will work miracles out. Hallelujah. If you just follow, hallelujah. You know, a lot of times we have a hard time following, taking instructions and following the instructions. Some of us, we can take the instructions, but we can't. We don't know how to follow instructions. Can't nobody tell you nothing. Hallelujah. But we trust God today. Hallelujah. We come against that spirit right now, that unteachable spirit, that spirit of strife. Hallelujah. That spirit of division right now. We come against it right now in the name of Jesus Christ. We command you to cease your work to come out. Loose your hold over this person, over this line, over this family right now in the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. What I want to do is I want to pray for our minds today, because the enemy comes to attack your mind. You know, you ever heard the word that says, if you can get the head, the body will follow. If you can drop the head, if you can confuse the head, the body will follow. So I want to pray for our minds today. The Bible says in Philippians 4:8, whatever things are true, whatever things are noble, whatever things are just, whatever things are pure, whatever things are lovely, whatever things are of good report, if there is any virtue, and if there is anything praiseworthy, meditate on these things. Because see, what happens is we're meditating on things that are not noble. We're meditating on things that are not just. We're meditating on things that are not pure. We're meditating on things that are not lovely. We're meditating on things that are not a good report. The Bible tells us, hallelujah, to meditate on those things, hallelujah, that are good. Hallelujah, hallelujah. And this is how you keep your mind, is when you meditate on the good. Hallelujah. When you keep your mind stayed on Jesus, when you keep your mind on the things of God, when you fill yourself with the word of God, because God is good. So when you get God, you get good. Hallelujah. In the name of Jesus Christ, I want to tell you today, hallelujah, when you get God, you get good. If you can get God, guess what? You can get good. So keep your mind stayed on Jesus. Hallelujah. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ. I want to pray this prayer with you all today. Heavenly Father, we come to you right now in the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, our Lord and our Savior. Hallelujah. Lord Jesus Christ, we ask you according to John 14, verse 13 and 14, to watch over our minds with the blood of Jesus Christ and cleanse out all darkness and all thoughts that are contrary to your will and destiny for our lives, oh God. We ask you, Lord Jesus, to shut any doors that need to be shut, whether spiritual or natural, and to open any doors that need to be shut, all in the name of Jesus Christ, whether spiritual or natural in our lives, in the name of Jesus Christ. Heavenly Father, we ask you to give us and each person that's on the line today, oh Lord, that we pray for today, clarity of vision, clarity of sight, clarity of thoughts, clarity of mind, clarity of knowing and hearing your voice, according to John 16 and 23. And we just want to say thank you, Father God, in the name of Jesus Christ, that we can receive right now, oh Lord, clarity, hallelujah, a mind that is clear, a mind that is focused, a mind that is at peace, in the name of Jesus Christ. And we just want to say thank you, Lord God. We bless your holy name. Hallelujah. Glory to God. We thank you, Jesus. Today is extended version of the self today, you all. I know a lot of us want to get to eating, but I'm going to tell you, I'm so full with the word of God. The Bible said that man cannot live, hallelujah, by food alone, but by bread alone, but every word that proceeded out the mouth of the Lord our God. Hallelujah. So you get full on the word of God. When I was fasting for 40 days and there was no food, hallelujah, I was so full on the word of God. So I'm here to tell you, I'm here to testify. It is so true. Hallelujah. When you got the word of God, your belly will be full. And not only your natural, but your spiritual belly will be full. And it will take you, hallelujah, further than you could ever imagine. In the name of Jesus Christ. Glory to God. Thank you, Lord. We bless your name today. Hallelujah. We have people here on the line. We see my mother is on the line. We want to give her an opportunity to shout. Hallelujah. Go ahead, Sister Dilla. Open up your mouth. Give God praise and glory. Hallelujah.
Good afternoon, everybody. What a great day.
Good afternoon.
The Lord this morning started me my way. Gave me grace and mercy. Breathed into my lungs and woke me up this morning.
Yes.
Didn't have no phone calls, no disturbing news. All my family well this morning.
We want so much to thank you
for that. I thank you, Jesus, for being there.
Yes,
mother,
God.
Lord. I want you to order my footsteps, Lord. Come in and take over me today, Lord. Control
Lord.
My mind and my mouth. I thank you, Lord.
Jesus.
I give you all praise and honor because
praise.
It belongs to you. Man will
it belongs to you.
Me, but you never will. And I'm
my
here.
Lord.
Thank you, Jesus. Now, thank you. Thank,
thank
you,
Jesus.
Thank you. I couldn't ask for nothing better but to be woke up today. I got another chance to get it right with him. So
amen.
How many can y'all say that today?
Yeah, amen.
Right. One more
Jesus.
Time. Never know the minute.
Jesus.
The second.
Jesus.
I'm going to be here. If I blink my eyes and open up, I'll be up in heaven.
Jesus.
So give thanks to the Lord because he deserves all
my Lord.
And God has
amen.
Jesus.
Yes.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. Glory to God. Hallelujah.
Not the word thank you for the food, but it's a
thanksgiving.
That means I thank you for what you have given me already.
Amen.
Oh,
okay. That's my
amen.
Job.
Amen. Already.
Drive, get on. Amen.
Hi, yeah. Hi, yeah. Yes, yes. Let me tell you something. You know, when you've been through some things, hallelujah, when you've been in that dark place, hallelujah, when it looked like life was never going to come, hallelujah, and the day comes when life comes again, hallelujah, you can shout and just thank God, hallelujah. But can you shout when you're in the dark? Can you shout before the light comes, hallelujah? Can you shout before the healing comes? Can you shout before the deliverance comes? Can you shout before the money comes? Can you shout in the midst of your trial? Can you shout in the midst of the storm, knowing that God is going to bring you up, that God is seeing you through? Hallelujah. Oh, even when Jesus was on his way to the cross, my Lord, my God, God was with them on the way to the cross, and when they nailed him to the cross, God was still with them. Hallelujah. Do you know that even when you go through, God is with you?
Praise you, Lord.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah. See, a lot of times we think God has forgot about us, but God said, I'm still here. I ain't never left you. Hallelujah. When you left your own self, He said, I was going to carry you. Hallelujah. I want you to understand, even when you're going through shouting, just thank Him for going through. Shout and know that you're coming out. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. When they say it's already done, hallelujah. You got to understand it's done the way that God has planned it for it to be done. Not the way that man planned it to be done. Not the way that you prayed it to be done, but God. You gotta give it all over to God. You gotta trust God enough to say, God, let your will be done. You gotta trust God enough to say, God, use me. Hallelujah. But not to say, don't use me like that. Don't use me how you use so and so. But God, just say, if you trust God enough, you just tell them, use me, God. Let your will be done. That's when you can say that you truly trust God. When you say, God, whatever you want, take it.
Yes.
Whatever it is you need from me, Father. Oh, no, wherever you want me to go, I'll go. You don't put no limitations on God. Hallelujah. So we just want to thank God today. My Lord, my God. A lot of us got a little bit more to thank Him for today because we've been through some things. We didn't see some things. And when it looked like it wasn't going to work, and God made it work. He stepped in. Hallelujah. And He made it work. He came in and He turned that thing around because you trusted Him. See, God only moves by faith. I need you to understand how faith works. Hallelujah. See, God only moves by faith. And we talked about this weekend. You have a mustard seed size of faith. So you got to have something to work with. But if you have doubt, you have lost all faith. If you have a mustard seed of faith and you got doubt, you have lost all faith. Because where there is doubt, faith cannot stay. Where there is doubt, faith cannot live. I want you to understand this. If you got a mustard seed of faith and you pick up doubt, they can't stay in the same place. So even if you're going to have that little bit of faith of a mustard seed, hallelujah, hallelujah, for those that have a hard time, when you get that little bit of faith, that little bit, keep it, and watch God grow your faith in the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. I just want y'all to understand, because it is according to your faith that God moves. And I want to let y'all understand what the biblical definition of faith is. And I'm going to break some things down to you, and I'm going to share a couple of stories with you all today, because it's an extended version of the shout. And we thank God for this opportunity, this Thanksgiving in 2020. So many did not make it here today. So many started off, hallelujah, started off this year planning for this day and did not make it to see this day. But we thank God that He counted us worthy to be here. And if we understand each and every day, we open our mouth and give thanksgiving to the God who gives life. Give thanksgiving to the one that gives all. Give thanksgiving to the one that created all. Amen. And we just want to say thank God, the one that's given us the time, hallelujah, to give thanks, hallelujah. So I want to give you all an understanding of faith today. So the shield of faith described by the Apostle Paul in his letter to the Ephesian Christians is of paramount importance to believers, because it is the grace with which you can extinguish all the flaming arrows of the evil one, according to Ephesians 6:16. This is not an uncertain promise. Rather, it is divine assurance that faith equips us to escape the very extremities of evil. But what is faith? Because a lot of us sit on it. I got faith, but I'm not sure. But what is faith? Understand that first the Bible defines faith as being sure of what we hope for and certain of what we do not see, according to Hebrews 11:1. So that the Bible faith is a channel of living trust and assurance that stretches from man to God. So moreover, it is the object of faith that renders faith faithful. I'm going to say that again. It is the object of faith that renders faith faithful. Amen. Now, furthermore, faith is the assurance that God's promises will never fail. Even if sometimes we do not experience their fulfillment during our moral existence, Hebrews 11 underscores the fact that we trust God to fulfill His promises for the future, which is the unseen, based on what He has already fulfilled in the past. So our faith is not blind. So our faith is not blind, but based squarely on God's proven faithfulness. Finally, the faith that serves to protect us in spiritual warfare is not to be confused with mere knowledge. Millions worldwide believe in the trustworthiness of Billy Graham. You all know Billy Graham. I forgot what year he passed away, but he died about 99 years old. They gave They gave ear to him, and they have heard him proclaim the good news on television, yet do not believe that his message corresponds to reality. So they have the knowledge that it takes to be saved, but do not have saving faith. I'm going to say that again. They have the knowledge. Some of us have the knowledge that it takes to be saved, but we don't have saving faith. I'm going to say it again. Some of us have knowledge what it takes to be saved, but do not have saving faith. So others hear the message, agree that it corresponds to reality, but due to the hardiness of their hearts, do not bow. So rather, listen to this, rather like the demons, they continue to live and fear for anticipation of the judgment to come. We find this in James chapter 2, verse 19. So some, however, have what Scripture describes a genuine, justifying faith. A faith that not only knows about the gospel and agrees that its content corresponds to reality, but a faith by which they are transformed. I want you to understand that about faith. Have faith. Hold on to it. Don't let it go. Even when the enemy try to come in and try to rock your faith, try to get you to move out of that place of trusting and believing God and having faith in God to do it. I mean, just keep throwing things at you. God wants you to just stand there and understand he is with you. And he's about to turn that thing around for you. But he want to see how long you're going to stay and trust him when it look like he's about to take you out. The Bible says in Job 15, though he slay me, yet I will trust him. Though he slay me, yet I will trust him. God, open up your mouth and shout. Glory, hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus, hallelujah. Though they say me, I'm still going to trust them. Will you trust God even when they say you, even when they talk about you, even when they rob you, hallelujah, your peace, your joy, your happiness, your finance, your children, will you still trust God? Will you stay in a place of having faith, be trusting God to do it? Will you go under, will you drown it, hallelujah? Will you still trust God?
Yes.
My Lord, my God, hey, God, we just want to say thank you one more time, oh God, that you've given us one more time today. Hallelujah, to praise your holy name. Hallelujah, in the name of Jesus Christ. Pastor Man is on the line. Go ahead, Pastor, open up your mouth and shout. Give God our praise, glory, and honor. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. I just want to say thank you, Lord Jesus, for this day.
Yes, Lord.
This is a Thanksgiving day. Hallelujah. Everybody all around the world is celebrating Thanksgiving.
Jesus.
But today and every single day, I'm going to celebrate Thanksgiving. And I'm going to be just like my wife told me. So I'm going to stay in that place of faith. See, the faith I have is going to cause me to move in a position.
Jesus.
The faith I have in Christ Jesus. See, I'm not just going to have that faith that caused me to stay. See, that's called fear. I'm going to have that faith that's going to cause me to move. See, God moves you. The word of God, when you put the word of God in your life and you believe in the word
Jesus.
Of God, it's going to move you to that place. No matter if it's a physical
Jesus.
Movement or whether it's a spiritual movement or a mental movement.
Lord.
See, things are going to move out of my life because I trust God.
Jesus.
And see, when you trust God,
Jesus.
See, that's that faith that we're talking about. And I just want to say thank
my.
You, Lord Jesus.
Thank you, Lord Jesus.
And happy Thanksgiving.
Thank you, Lord Jesus. Jesus. Amen. Glory to God. Hallelujah. If you're just now coming in on the shout, won't you shout with us? Hallelujah. Press 1. We got other people that's on the line. I don't know your number, but go press 1 if you want to shout. Give God all praise because you're here today. God is giving you another chance, giving you one more time. Hallelujah. We thank you, God, because I want you to understand we not promised a day long. We not promised to be here at midnight tonight, but you need to praise God while you can. You need to ask God. Hallelujah. You need to repent. Hallelujah. And turn from your wicked ways right now because you don't know if you're going to be here at 5 o'clock today. You don't know if you're going to be here at 7 p.m. today. You don't know if you're going to make it to midnight. So open up your mouth and give God praise. Go ahead and repent right now. Hallelujah. And turn from your wicked ways and say, God, I trust you. Though they slay me, I'm going to trust you. I'm going to wait in my time. Hallelujah. For God, hallelujah. Lord, you love the world. So you sent your only begotten Son to save me. I want you to know today. You don't know if you got tomorrow. You don't know if you got to 7 o'clock or 5 o'clock. You don't know if you got it at 1 o'clock. I want you to know. Take the time. Keep the time. Yeah, because you can't make time. You don't have the power and authority to make time, but you have power and authority to take time. So take the time right now and just thank God. Open up your mouth. Everybody that's on the line, open up your mouth. Glory! Hallelujah!
Glory!
Glory! Hallelujah! Glory! Hallelujah! Glory! Hallelujah! If you did it for glory,
hallelujah!
If he set you free, glory, hallelujah! If he healed your body, glory, hallelujah! Hallelujah! I want you to know that God is happy today. I want you to know that God is listening right now. Hallelujah. It ain't time to be shy. It ain't time to be bashful. It ain't time to run away. It's time to open up your mouth and know that God is able, that God still sits on the throne, and Jesus at his right hand intercedes for us. Hallelujah. Glory. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. If it had not been for the Lord on our side, where would we be, O God? The Bible says, it's God before you. Who can be against you? My Lord, my God. Don't worry about the world. Worry about the things of God. Keep your mind stayed on Jesus. And I'm going to tell you today, he will keep you in perfect peace. Glory to God. Lord, we trust you right now, Lord. Oh, God, remove every delay, O God. Oh, Lord, bring divine alignment in the life of your children right now. In the name of Jesus Christ, Lord, we trust in you wherever there is any delays in your divine timeline for us, oh God. Let those delays be removed right now in the name of Jesus Christ. Lord, in the name of Jesus, hallelujah. Oh, Father God, we thank you, oh God, that the delays are being moved right now in the name of Jesus Christ. Oh, Lord, let healing come, let deliverance come, let financial breakthrough come in the name of Jesus Christ. Let peace come and be still in the name of Jesus Christ. Oh, Lord, we just want to say thank you. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Oh, God, we got somebody on the line. Last 4 digits, your number 0839. Open up your mouth and shout, give God all praise, glory, and honor. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
You're on the line right now. Last 4 digits, 0839. Open up your mouth and shout.
Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord.
Yeah, yes, sir. We can't hear you. You got to come on. You got to give God praise and open up your mouth. Hallelujah. You know how many people wish they had their voice? God has given you a voice. Open up your mouth and shout. Just thank him. Say, thank you, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Hello, Mama. I don't know if it was something with the line, but we just thank God today. I'm so excited about all that God is doing. Hallelujah. If it had not been for God, you all, you'll hear me say that. If you know me, you speak to me every day, you will hear me say that. If it was not for God, if it had not been, hallelujah, for God, where would I be? Where would my children be? Where would my husband be? Because, you know, a lot of times we see people, but we don't know what people have been through. We don't know what they're going through at the time. Some people are good at masking things. Some people are good at putting on a good facade that everything is all right. Some people know how to smile through the pain. Some people know how to, you know, get through, you know, some people, they're able to deal with the pain and suppress that pain. But I want to tell you today, you don't have to. You don't have to stay in pain. You don't have to keep acting. Receive your deliverance right now in the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. Be set free. See, the enemy's going to keep you in that place. And you just say, you know, I can deal with it. I can tolerate it. No, that's the work of the enemy. You don't have to tolerate the mess. You don't have to deal with the mess. Hallelujah. Come and be blessed. Hallelujah. In the name of Jesus Christ. Come and be blessed right now. Come and be delivered and set free. Hallelujah. From all the mess and the troubles of the world, because God is on your side. I want you to understand whose side you're on and who's with you. Because every one thing is, you're going into a fight. And you know, if you're going by yourself, how it could be. But when you know you've got the Almighty God with you, even if you're in the physical, you've got the right people with you. You got confidence to walk in that place. Hallelujah. And I already know it's victorious. You can even tell the people around you, hey, don't worry, we already won this. Don't worry about it, we already victorious. All we got to do is show up. We ain't got to fight. We ain't got to pick up anything. All you got to do is show up and receive the victory. Show up. And receive the victory. When God is on your side, all you got to do is show up and receive the victory. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Thank you, Jesus. I just want y'all to understand the God that you serve. Because a lot of times we forget the God that we serve because the enemy is so busy attacking our minds. He's so busy charging at our minds and throwing arrows at your mind. He's so busy shooting slugs at your mind that now you're dizzy. Now you're falling down. Now you don't know how to get up because you've forgotten the God that you serve.
Yes,
amen.
Lord.
Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. I'm on, the lines are open. The lines are open. Hallelujah. If you want to say something, I'm going to call your name. I want you to say something. Today is Thanksgiving. Again, I just want to wish everybody a happy Thanksgiving. Oh, God. We've been up. We've cooked. I've done enough. But I've gotten to a point in my life, you all. Certain things just, I've learned to look at life differently. I've learned that in my age and this time, I look at life differently. You know, the things that used to matter don't matter no more. Because when I got a closer relationship with God, when God called me nigh unto him, and God began to use me and speak to me, those things of the world seem to fade away in the background. When you can get to the point in your life and say, God, and this is the answer, God, truth, God, you can take everything as long as you don't take you away from me. When you get to that point and say, if I got you, God, I got everything I need. If you don't use God, it's fine.
Yeah.
As long as I have, when you get to that point in your life, because we've been so busy asking God for things, and God, I need you to do this. You know, we go to God with so many requests. And some of us go to God wanting God to change for us, my Lord. So many people are going to God wanting God to change for them.
Absolutely.
But when you go to God and you're with a sincere heart, you got to understand God knows your heart. You know, the Bible tells us that the heart is wicked. Who can know it? God knows your heart. He knows everything, and you can never fool God. You can never hide from God. You know, you need to understand that, because a lot of times we think we can, and we want to convince ourselves that it's all right with God to do the things that we do, that we know that God is God.
Yeah.
But when you get to a point in your life when you're able to open up your hands and let go and truly let God, I want to tell you today, you will receive so much peace, in your life. In your life, you all, I'm so grateful for so many things. Every day to me, if you talk to my mom, she'll tell you, my husband, I'm just grateful. I'm grateful because now I know. And the devil wants to keep us in a place of not knowing. He wants to keep us in that place, you know. But when you do know, hallelujah, I'm here to tell you, when you know now, hallelujah, you can't be fooled no more. You can play the fool, but you can't be fooled no more. You can decide, I'm going to play the fool. But once you know, can't nobody fool you no more.
Right.
And now you can receive
right.
all that God has for you. See, now you can really live that life of peace. You can really live that life of joy.
Right.
No matter what go on, people won't be able to understand how you are able to function when things around you seem to be falling down. And understand I said seem to be falling down. But they'll
yes.
understand sometimes it requires some breaking. Hallelujah. Have you ever prayed that prayer? God, you know, some people are afraid to pray those prayers. God, break me and remold me. You know, we're afraid of how God going to break us. What if he break me in this way? What if he break me in my finances? What if he break me in my body? What if he break me in my marriage? What if he break me in my job? Some of us are afraid to say, God, break me and remold me and make me how you want me to be, oh God. I've allowed the world to mold me into something I don't want to be. But how many of us would trust God to break us and make us over? How many of us would trust God enough to say, God, use me? How many of us would trust God enough and say, let thy will be done? How many of us would trust God in that place? I'm telling you, some of us are afraid, but I got to that place in my life where I said, God, break me and make me a whatever you, wherever you got to break me, because I know it's for my good. Wherever it is, and when God gave me a command what to do, I did it. I didn't hesitate. Though people try to come and tell me, hey, wait, think about it, go back. No, I'm not going back. God gave me divine instructions and directions. I'm going to do what God has called me to do. And some things that make no sense to me. Some things are making people talk about me and look at me like, ooh, you know, what's that supposed to be? And what? Oh, she doing this, she doing that, but she supposed to be this, supposed to be that. But I just had to believe and trust God, hallelujah, that on the other side of this is greater. On the other side.
Yes.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah. I want you to understand that it is only a test. Sometimes in life you're going through things and understand it is only a test. In the Bible,
yes, Lord.
In Genesis 22, chapter 22, 1 through 22, sometime later God tested Abraham. He said to him, Abraham, here I am, he replied. Then God said, take your son, your only son, whom you love, Isaac, and go to the region of Moriah. Sacrifice him there as a burnt offering on the mountain, and I will show you. On the mountain, I will show
yes.
you. So the story of God calling Abraham to sacrifice Isaac is tough to stomach, especially for a mother, especially for a father that's been waiting on the son, that's been waiting on a promise. So here he has his promise, and God is telling him to go sacrifice the promise that he gave him. We all know the story about Abraham and Sarah. So how could a loving Heavenly Father even suggest such a thing? It is not just incomprehensible. It's absolutely unconscionable to think about, but biblical stories that cause the most cognitive disorients to our logical minds often contain the greatest revelation. instead of dissecting the scripture, we need to let scripture dissect us. So our thoughts and our attitudes, our dreams and our desires, our fears and our hopes, too often we approach stories like this one as if God is on trial, but it is not his character that is in question. It's our character that is on the stand. And that is precisely why God tests us. That is precisely why you're going through a test and you don't understand it. I've been in this place for a long time. Understanding is only a test. It's only a test, y'all. It's only a test. And understand, there is victory in it, but will you be able to pass the test? God never tempts, God will never tempt you all. Understanding, God will never tempt you. And we're going to wrap up here. And I don't get anybody want to make any comments, encourage. You know, let's encourage someone. So the lines are open. And I'll call the last four digits of your phone number if I don't know your name. And I want you to say something to encourage somebody today on the line. But I want you to understand, y'all, God will never tempt you. It's not in his nature. In fact, he promises to provide an escape route for every tempting situation. But I can promise you this, God will test your faith. And those tests won't get easier. They will get progressively harder as the stakes get higher. And those tests will undoubtedly revolve around what is most important to you.
That's right.
Most what's important to you all. What do you find your identity in? What do you find your security in? That's your Isaac. God will test you to make sure your identity and your security, you are found in the cross of Jesus Christ. And God will go after anything you trust in more than him until you put it on the altar. I'll say it again. And God will go after anything you trust in more than him until you put it on the altar, whether it's your job, your finance, your children, your husband, your wife, whatever it is, he will. You are. He will test you until you put it on the altar. You don't have to live in fear that God is going to take away what is most important to you. After all, Isaac was God's gift to Abraham. But if the gift ever becomes more important than the gift giver, then the very thing God gave you to serve his purposes is undermining his plan for your life. God is no longer the end of all, but be all. I'm going to say to the end, God is no longer the end all, but be all. And when God becomes the means to some other end, it's the beginning of the end spiritually because you have inverted the gospel. God-given gifts are wonderful things and dangerous things. One of my recurring prayers is this, Lord, don't let my gifts take me farther than my character can sustain me. I want y'all to understand that. It was God who gave Lucifer a beautiful form and a beautiful voice. Those gifts were originally used to glorify God. Then Lucifer started looking in the mirror and started reflecting on his own beauty. He glorified the gift he had been given instead of glorifying God who gave him the gift. The lesson of Lucifer's fall is this. Whatever you don't turn into praise turns into pride. I want you to understand this again. Whatever you don't turn into praise turns into pride. Instead of deflecting praise to God, Luke would let it feed his ego. It was the sinful desire to be lifted up that led to Lucifer's downfall. The Bible tells us if you humble yourself, God will exalt you. But if you exalt yourself, God will humble you.
Yes.
So what I want you all to do today, hallelujah, I want you to encourage someone today. I want you to encourage someone today. Hallelujah, hallabHallelujah. Pastor Manny, go ahead and start us off here. God bless you all. God bless. Go ahead, Pastor Manny.
Yeah. Yes. You know what? Because this is Thanksgiving, you know, I want to give God, you know, so much thanks. I want to give God, you know, so much
Lord.
Thanks. So many things I thanks for. But the first thing that I want to give God thanks for that my life don't look like it looked last year. Hallelujah.
Amen.
I'm going to give God thanks for that first. Because
there's
so many things, you know, that you can look over that you was doing last year, the year before that, last week, you know, last month, two, 3 months
ago.
You know, so there's so many things, you know, right now that I can give God thanks for. I want to give God thanks, you know, for blessing my home. I want to give God thanks, you know, for blessing me, you know, in this ministry. Hallelujah.
Amen. Yes, Lord.
For blessing my marriage.
Amen.
You know, God has really had his hand you know, on me and my wife and my children,
Jesus.
My home and
Amen.
Ministry.
Yes, thank you.
You know, he's blessed my whole family, everyone from my mother mm-hmm. to my brothers. You know, I've actually seen God use me and use my wife and use others, you know, to go into the house of my relatives, you know, and they were sick, you know, they were just in a place and just
Jesus.
Our presence, just being in there, you know, just touching and agree with them. I've seen them get up. They have been sitting down and maybe even not even came out of the house in a long time. Maybe the arm wasn't moving, just to touch them and just to pray with them. And they were moving and they were dancing. They were praising God. So, you know, there's so many things that I want to give God thanks for. But I thank God for blessing me and blessing each and every one of you. Amen.
Amen. You are. Be encouraged. Be encouraged. Be encouraged.
Yes.
Amen. I'm going to give you, I'll call your name. I just want you to encourage someone. We have about 5 minutes left on the show. Encourage someone today. Go ahead, Sister Connie.
Yes.
Yes. I just want to encourage everyone. Never give up. Never
That's
give
right.
up. And
Amen.
Always, always trust in God. Because I've
That's
had a
right.
hard medical year, and look at
yeah.
me, look at me now.
Hallelujah.
So don't never give up. Keep your faith and your trust.
Amen.
That's right.
Amen. That's really crazy words. Yes. Don't give up. So many times we want to give up, and so many people have given up. Amen. Don't
yeah.
give up. Be encouraged. Do not give up. Hallelujah. All right, Cousin Dorita. Amen. Encourage someone today on the line.
I just want to say amen and God bless everyone on the line, and I love everyone. Have a blessed day.
Amen.
Amen.
God bless you. We love you. Thank God for you.
Amen.
God bless you. Cousin Brenda Gale, encourage someone today on the line. Amen.
I want to say let's become what we believe.
Amen.
Yes,
health and abundance and healing and victory.
Yes.
God wants us to have a good life. A
yes,
life
he does.
Of love, joy, peace, and fulfillment. So let's all just become a true believer and believe God is who he said
yeah.
he is. And
yeah.
trust
That's
him.
Right.
Trust him.
Yeah.
Trust him. Trust him. Thank you,
Amen.
Jesus. Thank you.
Thank you, Jesus. Let's be there. Yes. Let's be that light. Let's be that salt. Let's be that love. Let's be that peace. Let's be that joy. Let's be that happiness. Let's be that forgiveness. Let's be that. Amen. Let's be
yes,
that.
Right. Yes.
Hallelujah. Not just in word, but indeed. Let's be that. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Let's be that operating. Thank you. I'm encouraged. I receive it in the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. Amen.
Right.
Sister Dillard, Mama, go ahead and encourage someone on the line today. Sister Dillard? Sister Dillard? Okay. I don't know what my mama doing online.
Wait a minute. I'll
write over.
I'm
on my phone. Okay, go ahead.
The Lord. I encourage someone to get closer to the Lord.
Jesus.
Because there's no greater thing than being closer to him.
Amen. Jesus.
You have the faith the size of a mustard seed, and a mustard seed is very little. You have faith and trust in him, he's going to increase your faith. As
yes,
I always
Lord.
Say, my main thing, I'm going to keep on saying, don't trust man, trust God. In
Amen.
Jesus Christ's holy name.
Amen. Amen. We talk about mankind that goes from woman to man. Don't put your trust in no human. Put all your trust
yes.
in God.
Yes.
Amen.
Yes.
Not
yes.
saying that you know we can't trust people, but put all your trust in God, and you will not be
yes.
disappointed. Man and woman will fail you, but God will never fail you. Amen. Some people, I don't know your number, so don't get upset with me. Be encouraged on today. God bless everybody in life. Have a happy Thanksgiving, you all. We're back here on Sunday. Sunday service. We're excited. Eat your collard greens. Eat your cabbage, your turkey, your ham, your ribs, whatever you're eating. Eat it and be well in it. You know, I know people try to say, you can't eat this. It's not clean. No, 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 no. We're not living in the Old Testament. Everything God made
That's
is
right.
good. So eat and be merry. Drink and be merry. Have a really,
Amen.
Have a blessed next day.
Amen.
I once again, I thank God for you. We're back here on Monday. The shout was Monday, Thursday. It's definitely been a blessing to me to be able to be here on the shout today for one whole hour. We're normally here for 30 minutes, but we thank God for this full hour just to receive and just feel on the word of God. So I hope that you will feel, for the Bible says that man cannot eat, the man cannot live by bread alone, but every word that proceeds out of the mouth of the Lord. So we thank God for the bread on today here on the shout. Amen. Can I get an amen?
Amen.
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 Amen. Amen. Once again, God bless you. Sister Connie, happy birthday once again. We got to get something to you. When we're able to get out of these houses and see each other, we got to celebrate with you. So we thank God for you once again. Happy birthday. Happy blessed birthday. Amen. Enjoy the weekend. Thank I hope your family will just shower you with so many gifts. And God will continue to bless you and continue to strengthen your lungs and your respiratory system. I'm talking about whatever. We thank God for the praise report. Even more in the name of Jesus Christ. Week 70. Good. Great 70. Great 70. Amen. So at this time, I bless you all. Bless you. I love you, Mother. I love you, Cousin Brenda Gay. I love you, Sister Penny. I love you, Aunt Ruth May. I love you, my husband. I love you. Who else I'm calling y'all if I miss your name? Miss Connie, Brenda Gay, Aunt Ruth May, Sister Penny, and everybody else that's on the line. If I miss your name, please charge it to my heart. Charge to my mind, not my heart. Charge to my mind. I can't get anybody, but I love you and I thank God for you. I bless you to prosper. I bless you to be all that God intended for you to be. I bless you to be an encouragement for others. I bless you to be able to bless others. I bless you to be able to love as Jesus Christ loves. I bless you to forgive as Jesus Christ does. I bless you to grow in your spirit, to draw closer to God. I bless you as a person worthy of all the blessings of heaven. I bless you to have a greater understanding and discerning your spirit. I bless you because I love you. I bless you to enjoy peace. It's in Jesus' name that we pray that we are saved and we are blessed. To God be the glory. And we all say amen, 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 amen. Have a happy Thanksgiving in the Lord. Hallelujah. Glory to God.
Look upon his face. Let us sing forever of his saving grace. On the streets of glory, let me lift my voice. Cares all past, home at last, ever to rejoice.
I want to hear her say,
give it back to you. You gave me my husband, you know I love him, and I'll give him back so you know I'm all in. Lord, take my children, my family. I want you to know that you have me. I need to know that you're happy. Yeah, when I finally stop breathing, King on the throne. Hold up, wait a minute. Gold Street, gold mansion. Just because I look gone with a passion. Can't get you when it gets, but if you ask him, he'll give you that like can you imagine. Living without all his grace. Sometimes I still get amazed. Yeah, yeah, yeah. Pressure for all of my days. Until I finally stop breathing, one time, one time, one time, one time, one time, yeah.
get that.